us turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 7. We take the first six verses out of it. Romans chapter 7, the first six verses out of it. And it goes like this: Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law had dominion over a man as long as he liveth? And for the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law of the body of, by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Good morning, church. You are all welcome to the house of the Lord. And we're going to take this message that we are so acquainted with, and the invisible union of the bride of Christ. That's where we are starting with this morning. And the prophet said, I'd like to title these few remarks that I was going to make here, and some scriptures that I would like to follow up closely behind, if the Lord willing, to the Thanksgiving message, to the invisible union of the bride of Christ. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. Does it sound like a Thanksgiving message? Though any scripture, we are thankful for all of it. Amen. I am thankful to God to be living in this time of the closing scenes of this world history. I don't know if I would have had a say-so before the foundation of the world, that God would have laid out the whole program to me. I said to me, I want you to preach. And now, what age do you desire to go to the earth to preach? I would have chosen this age, for I think this is the golden age. Amen. The worst of all the ages, or worst side, or the other side, to the bride, is the golden age. Amen. I certainly would have loved to have been here during the time of his visit to the earth, that is Jesus now. But still, I think this right now is a greater time, because it's a time that he is coming to tell the people that he is redeemed, nearing the resurrection, when all the redeemed will come forth. What a glorious opportunity we have to speak to a dying people. Great time. We are enthused about it. There is one thing I want us to take note of. Remember that right from Ephesus till Laodicea. Laodicea is the last age. Right from Ephesus till Laodicea, the devil has been at work. And God also has been at work. Amen. Now, all the demons from Ephesus, they are now accumulated here in Laodicea. Is that so? But it's not a bad news to the bride. Do you know why? God said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, the Lord himself will raise a standard against the enemy. So one thing we must know is that the purpose and plan and program of God can never be defeated. Satan will come. You know, if you read Matthew chapter 4, when he came to Jesus, I used to tell you, I repeat it again this morning, you cannot be too spiritual and you think the devil will not bring temptation to you. You can't be more spiritual than Jesus. What you have is a measure of the Holy Ghost. But Jesus had the fullness. And yet the devil came to him. Amen. The devil came to him. But in all the trials of the enemy and the tests, Jesus was victorious. Amen. And remember too that we who are the members of the bride, Jesus has something in mind for becoming Jesus. The eternal God, Jehovah of the Old Testament, became flesh for one thing, to produce sons and daughters of God of like manner, of like character. We do see that, so to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Many people say, well, it's not possible to be like Jesus, but we are not speaking the scriptures. Jesus said, a servant is not greater than his master. He said, but sufficient for the servant is to do what? Is to be like the master. So there is a possibility of you and me be like Jesus. That is why Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you cease to be yourself. God takes over you completely. All the Adamic nature and his deeds are completely gone. The reason why God didn't change our body immediately when we are converted is because he still wants us to reproduce here on earth. Because if you have changed our body, that is the end for reproduction. Finally, the body is still going to be changed. I think we know that. The program of God is perfect. The nature of man, when you are born by man and woman, is a fallen nature. I don't care how much you go to school to learn about the Bible. Until you are converted, you are a religious sinner. You are a religious sinner preacher. Amen? But when you are converted, all the activities and all the dominating power of what you call it now, Adamic nature, is dead. There you have the nature of God, which is divine nature. Amen? That is why if you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost and you see the lust after women, what you are saying is that Jesus is lusting after women. I will tell you it is wrong. Because the Bible declared that when he was here on earth, he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. If he did sin when he was in the flesh, is it now that he's in the spirit that he's going to sin? No, not at all. What Abraham said, he said, in our family, we have anger. He said, my mother was half Indian. He said, my father, Irish. He said, anger in both ways. Until in the school, one of the elderly sisters who loved me called him one day and said, hey, you're always in trouble with people. He said, I will help you. I will give you a strength. Anytime anybody step on you, instead of, you know, yearning on the person, bring out this strength and tie in several or whatever. He couldn't tie one when somebody step on him. He could not tie one. He threw the thing away. That is why he told us anger is the first stage of madness. No matter what happens, whether in agreement or in disagreement, whether you are misunderstood, whether you are persecuted, Christians don't raise their voices. But Abraham says, you are the type, any little thing, he said you will die of cancer. May God help us. All the abuse, all the disregard, all the plating of a crown of a thorn placed on the head of Jesus, all the bad name they call him, Beelzebub. One time he was bastard, another time he was Beelzebub. In all the good things he was doing, tell me one place where Jesus offended anybody. You will talk about when he created the robes and drove away. It's a fulfillment of scripture. Anything that Jesus did was a fulfillment of the Bible. That is why I was telling the people, search the scriptures, for it is in them you think you have eternal life. It is in this scripture that testify of who I am. All the good things he did, nobody appreciated it. They say he's the chief of all the devils. That is why he's healing the sick. Tell me where Satan has ever anybody. Jesus said, a kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand. The devil is the author of sickness. Brother Abraham told us that every sickness is a demon. You think Satan will cast out Satan? Then he will divide his whole kingdom. That is why Jesus told us, he said, when a strong man is in the house, he keeps his goods intact. He said, but it takes a stronger man to come and bind the strong man and destroy his kingdom. And Jesus is the stronger man. And that is why we have been given the authority to cast out devils. Not only ministers. The Bible says these signs shall follow ministers. He says these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. You are a sister, you are maybe fretting in the night. Brother, no day house. Too late to call pastor or anybody. You forgotten you are a believer. Hello. May God help us. It is the authority given to us by God. And God doesn't lie. His word is forever in heaven. Praise God. Amen. Some don't go to their village. They fear witches. He that is in you, do you believe that, Samuel? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in you is greater than Satan himself. Don't talk about the little demons, witches, wizards, emirates, or banjo, mammy, water spirits, and what have you. Those holy angels that are taught something else. May God help us. I say, may God help us. The position that God places us, may God help us to recognize that position. Look, to the bride, we are not struggling with sin. Hello? We are not struggling with sin. Sin is a past tense in our lives. When the Bible says we have been saved from sin, except language has lost its meaning. If you say somebody had an accident and he was saved from that accident, it means he was not killed by that accident. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That is just says the Lord. Let me tell you one thing. Anything that is placed side by side with Christ and you have a second thought before you choose, you need to be born again. I don't care what it is. Let the whole money of the world, Pansali, you talk about Japanese yen, you talk about Ghana City, talk about Nigerian naira, talk about dollar of US, measure it. The whole money, the whole world, give it to you. If you eat a plate of amala now, you eat a plate of rice at the center, you will have constipation. What do you want to do with the money? He will give you a hypertension if you are not careful. That is why the Bible says, sufficient after food and raiment. Be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We are not taking nothing out of this place. So brothers and sisters, me, by the grace of God, I want to recognize my position and stay there. May you recognize your position and say that sin shall not have dominion over you. If a husband will ask wife, honey, or sweetie, or whatever you call her, or wife, between me and Jesus, who do you love? If that woman keep quiet for 1 second, she needs to be born again. How do you compare a mortar to God? God first in all that we do. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. May God help us. And we know that history is closing out. The world history will soon be over. Then we are going to step into a new day, to the great millennium. That as one believer, I believe in a millennial reign with Christ. 1,000 years upon the earth. The physical return of the Lord Jesus to take a physical people glorified by his cleansing blood. Paul here is giving an illustration in our scripture about the law and grace and illustrating it like marriage and divorce. This passage is very seldom preached on because it is more or less pertains to like marriage and divorce. But it also pertains to a greater portion of marriage and divorce, of how that is trying to set in order here that we as a church can no more be married to the world and Christ and to Christ at the same time and be legal and lawful about it than it can be for a woman to be living with a husband while she's got a living husband to marry to another woman. The prophet said, I have my own thoughts of that, and I believe that what the Bible says is the truth now, but I believe also is to my belief that it offers one of the great mysteries of prophecy. And I hope that the Lord will help us to this morning as we deliver this to our waiting people across the country. It was said one time, I was reading when I was writing the note for this. I could not exactly remember the book that is in, but I'm sure this is right. That one of the books I read on Mr. Moody, Dwight Moody in Chicago. We have a great listening church in Chicago also tonight. He preached it tonight. That Mr. Moody, after reading Romans 7, ran into the street. And the first man he met, he said to him, do you know grace? And the man replied, grace who? Mr. Moody said, the grace of God. So he so thrilled him when he see what, how grace has separated us from the law and how that, what part grace played. Well now, anything that we want to do is when I always told the people, when I cross the line on the other side, I like to stand up and sing amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. Grace, precious grace. More of grace to know. For it's by grace we are saved. Not by what we can do. What we can. Whatever we do is now counted to us. Grace is what saves us. By grace are ye saved through faith. May I add to this woman grace. May I place her in the Bible also. Is called the elect lady. The Miss Grace I am going to talk about. No. The Bible declares, said to the elect lady, that if you notice, elect come from the word elected lady. One lady amongst all the other ladies was elected. Like the virgin was to bring forth the body of God on the earth. She was an elected woman. God chose Mary. And also, God had chose an elected lady, which is his bride. She's elected. I hope we are members of that tonight, across the world, across the nation rather. The illustration here showing the relationship of bride to Christ, the elect lady, and how she was to be brought to him, where she would come from, and how that she would be brought to him. The church here is illustrated that we got a view. It's illustrated by a woman, which a woman is always a type of the church, because the church is considered a bride. A bride. She is the bride of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Always, if you will watch what the conditions and the conduct of women, and you will see where the church is. Now, this, some of these remarks may seem strange to some of you, but it's complementary to the message that I have from the Lord. Amen. And I'm not trying to get to the, that I'm trying to get to the people. You watch everything, the natural, how it's happening, nature, and watch it. It runs short with the spiritual also. Now, if you will see the conduct of women in the world today, watch the conduct of the worldly church today. Just watch, of course. Now, there is also the conduct of the spiritual bride, the church. See, watch that also. Because the natural, so-called, claim to be bride. Now please let me say again to the local assembly, don't feel bad now. I'm speaking to all out across the country, to the world, I think, the elect lady. So if they happen to be ministers in here that doesn't agree, well, just hold your peace for a little while. See, notice, just listen. Notice this character. When you see women just go on the rampage, just doing anything they want to do, watch the church doing the same thing. Notice. Have you seen the latest dresses, for instance, of women today? Women, we put on pint, something that's supposed to be underneath dress. They come outside. They are not ashamed, though. It's the spirit of the age. Hello? It's the spirit of the age. Pint! What the prophet called woman underneath cloth. It's what they wear today as a fashion. Just come out. Parading all over the place. Showing their female flesh. If a man that doesn't have the Holy Ghost in this generation, I'm telling you, what we take him to hell is female flesh. May God help us. God made man and woman because he knew that it will come to this point for man and woman to reproduce. Though that was his perfect will. Being that he know everything, he know it will come to this point. That is why a wire man, the way a wire man, a wire woman, the way a wire woman. It is just for nothing but for reproduction. Are you hearing me? It is not for enjoyment. Brother Abraham said this. Let me repeat what he said before I say what I want to say. But Abraham said, if you are a woman and you are created beautiful, he said, give that beauty to Christ very fast. He said, if you don't, he said, if Satan anoint it, you will take plenty men to hell. Of course, you cannot be an evangelist of the devil that takes men to hell and expect to go to heaven. Hello? Are you a woman? Keep your body. If God created you as a woman, he created you for one man who will come to marry you. Some say, Dafo get a gbemo. Oh, Dafo anything, no. Because a man is coming for you. Don't use your body anyhow. The Bible says you should sanctify your body. Let it be sanctified unto the Lord. Are you following me? Majority of people that we go to hell, that is what we take them. That man and woman palaver, that is what we take them. Some men say, well, women are too plenty. I'm at liberty to jump from one to another. That's all right. You are your own. You don't have a scriptural backing for what you have said. Hello? So if you are here, you believe in keeping boyfriends, girlfriends. The message of the hour did not teach that. Are you following me? May God help us. I say, may God help us. We have seen women jump from one man, give birth, yeah, maybe two, jump to another, give birth. The prophet said she has said goodbye to the kingdom of God as God himself. There's no way it can make heaven. Even the time of, what do you call it, the polygamy. A man can have 100 wives. All the 100 women are his wife. Hello? All the accountable members of the bride are the bride of Jesus Christ. Is that true? But no woman can marry two men. It's not possible. You do it, it's good night to the kingdom of God. You might be religious after. You can even turn lady evangelist. It's vain worship. Because Jesus said, in vain, the disciple worship me. Doing what? Teaching for doctrine the traditions of men. Traditions of men. May God help us. So people will go into that. You even want to find out if there's a possibility of helping such a one. They be dodging you. Sometimes they look at you as their enemy. No problem. God is never mocked. Oh, hallelujah. God is not mocked. Hello? I repeat, God is not mocked. I emphasize, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that is what he will reap, whether in the natural or in the spiritual. If you sow in the flesh, you will reap corruption. But if you sow in the spirit, oh man, joy unspeakable, full of glory. I rejoice with you, bride of Jesus Christ. You know yourself. Let me tell you, Because you come to the church where the message of the hour is being preached does not automatically make you the bride. Hello? What makes you the bride is that you are born by the spirit of the bridegroom. That is why the Bible says, by one spirit, we all, whether you be Hausa, whether you be Fulani, whether you be Yoruba, Ijebu, Abeokuta, wherever, Ekiti, or wherever, we all are baptized into one body by one spirit. Hello? So people are agitating again for more states. Let me give you an information. Even if they make every family a state, if they are not converted, they will fight. Because any unconverted man is ruled by the devil. May God help us. What makes you what you should be is the new birth. Until a man is born again, forget it. He can never, never live right. There's no way he can live right. Nowadays, people, they have fabricated some languages they use, try to replace them with the Bible. They say, hey, you are cheating on me. You are cheating. You are committing adultery. That's what the Bible says. Will you remove it from the Bible? Cheating on you, lifestyle. Cheating, come. Cheating, may God help us. If you are married and you are living with another man or woman, you are committing adultery. If you are single and you are living in unclean living, you are committing fornication. Both fornicators and adulteresses, they will go to hell. May God help us. Look, the message of the hour is very, very cheap. Very, very simple. To them that are ordained to that message. Remember, it's not everybody that is ordained to it. Even in the church of Jesus Christ, there was Judas. Hello? He said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Let me repeat what I often be saying. Jesus knew very well that Judas was a devil. He brought him in. Because he's the only one that can do the work Judas has to do. Hello? Matthew will not do it. Peter will not do it. Nobody else will do it. He has to do it. He knew very well that Judah was a thief. He made him the treasurer of the church. You see the way God works? May God help us. Wherever you are, as a child of God, be truthful, be honest, be loyal. Remain as a representative of Jesus. Because this Jesus we are talking about will be the judge of both the quick and the dead. And he knows all things, including the thoughts of your heart. No hiding place, apart from one place. Hello? The only hiding place is under the blood of Jesus Christ. You are committing sin. You say, hey, you are smart. You are not smart. You are very foolish. You are very, very foolish. Because it's not Papa that will judge you, or Mama that will judge you, or Pastor that will judge you, or Apostle that will judge you, or Prophet that will judge you, or any other. The one that will judge you, he knows all things. As we all sit down, so what is in your heart? He knows. Me, as friendly as I want to be, when it comes anything between me and Christ, hello, I will take side with Christ. You may hate me, but I will take side with Christ. This message has taught us that under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. If you guys will go out and bring an unbeliever to me, I will not bless you. Hello? I will not put my hand. I don't care whether you want to hate me. The one that loved me, he has given me some things, some blessings that are irreversible. Irreversible blessings. Satan cannot even touch it. Hello? God bless you. We will come back to this message when we come for the main. We will talk what we should talk. And remember, no matter what you preach, Jesus had made it very clear. He said, he that is of God, heareth God's words. And he that is set of God, speaketh God's words. If you are not of God, you will never obey God. It's very unfortunate. But Abraham said, every assembly constitutes of three kinds of believers, including Abraham Tabernacle. May God make us true believers. We will come back. He said, you have not chosen me. It is it a woman that chose man for marriage? It's man that chose woman. Hello? You have been chosen by Jesus. I'm telling you. give you his spirit. And once you have the spirit of Jesus, I'm telling you, you are riding smoothly from earth to glory. Because he that is in you, he doesn't have any rival. Amen. Nobody can compete with him. He's the overall boss. Whatever he says is final. Even when he had discussion with Lucifer, where are you coming from, guy? He said, oh, no destination. So afro, looking for where to cause trouble. He said, have you considered myself a Job? That's a perfect man. Nobody like him. A man that loves righteousness and eschew evil. He said, is he serving you ordinarily? All the children are alive. His head is booming. What do we eat? He doesn't look. You prosper here. He said, if you give me chance to go and remove those things, I will cause it to cause you to your face. God said, you cannot. But Abraham said, God had confidence in his children. Are you a child of God? God had confidence in his children. Because he knows his children, they have the same character, the same nature that he has. That is why Jehovah of the Old Testament became flesh to make that possible. So that you and me might be like Jesus. God bless you. As we bow our head, we want to be remembered in prayer. Just raise your hand anywhere. Heavenly Father, this is not just ordinary storytelling. This is repeating the scriptures, the message of our day, through the mouth of the messenger that was graciously given unto us, approved by you, signs and wonders and miracles to prove to us that we put him in a prophetic office. In the tens of thousands of thoughts, yes, the Lord, our visions and discernment of the thoughts of the heart and interpretation of dreams, none of them ever fail. Heavenly Father, you take a delicate person to consider such a man as a false prophet. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. These hands that are up, they have requests. Father, since we have come to your house to meet with you, and we are made to know when you come into the midst of your people, you don't come as an onlooker. You come to meet the needs of your people. May you meet our needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, these hands that are up, whatever is their heart desire, may you grant unto them, Lord. Where there is no assurance, we know the only thing that gives assurance. It's not a fake assurance. It's a divine assurance by the divine one that he dwells his children. Don't pass any of us by while you are furthering your work in the lives of your people. If there be any sickness in our midst, remove it, O God, because you said you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Your prophet said, when we are sick, we cannot put in our best in the services of the Lord. And it is your will that we should always put in our best. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. While we leave the rest of the services of your Father, just see us through, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.